Hello and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that offers realistic girlfriend support and problem solving for imperfect people like me. I'm Stephanie Laska, author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto. I lost 140 pounds by breaking all the rules and becoming a weight loss rebel.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, a professor of sociology, Stephanie's co-host, and her Dirty Lazy Girl partner in crime. Every week, we'll tackle a potential obstacle in your way with unconventional, dirty, or lazy problem-solving strategies. Let's get you started.
Stephanie, when our hormones are out of whack, which all of us have experienced just by being a woman, right? Every month. And you can experience all kinds of stuff, and we all have, from, you know, mood swings, back pain, acne breakouts, trouble sleeping. And that's, you know, maybe it's post-pregnancy or post-menopausal or whatever. Throughout our life, we're dealing with this stuff, sometimes for some women, a lot in painful ways. So we know everyone in our audience has experienced some level of this, and I don't necessarily have the cure for these things. I don't think there is a total cure for, like, some of it. Yeah, it's just totally normal part of being a woman. But I do think there's some common sense, dirty, lazy girl things we can do to kind of quiet down the hormone symptoms and the hormone imbalance symptoms.
Well, Tamara, I just love how open you've been about dealing with menopause and some of the hormonal struggles that you've had. And I'm sure our listeners can really relate to some of the strategies that you've come up with, because I know you've been doing a lot of research, trying to figure stuff out. You're my sociology researcher. So I always appreciate that about you. And I think our listeners are really going to benefit from that today. So if it's okay with you, Tamara, I want to kind of pick your brain a little bit and maybe even interview you about some of the things that you've learned.
Awesome. Although I'll just say I'm not an expert in this. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I have gone through a lot of hormones up and down. So, and I've tried different things, some with success and some not. So yeah, I'm happy to share that. But first, Stephanie, why don't we take a quick break?
Awesome. Well, thanks, Tamara. Today's episode is sponsored by the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook. And just as a reminder, in each of the Dirty Lazy Keto books, my goal is to help chip away at all the common excuses that people use or think to themselves as to why they can't lose weight. You know, I often hear keto's too complicated, it's too expensive, it takes too much time. I have heard it all. So the Dirty Lazy Keto Dirt Cheap Cookbook is here to help, especially when it's too expensive might be your excuse. There's 100 easy to make fast recipes using affordable everyday ingredients. You can order your copy today on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or in stores like Target.com, or using links from my website at dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Thanks, Stephanie. Let's get started. I've got 6 tips for our listeners today, and I'm excited that you're going to, I guess, interview me.
That's right. You're in the hot seat.
Wow. I'm a little scared about that. But first, we should say a little disclaimer. Neither of us are doctors, so don't replace our advice with a doctor's advice.
Always. Well, Tamara, I want to start with food.
Yeah.
Food for me is like my favorite topic. I think it might be yours. It seems to be one of the ones we talk about all the time. Yeah. But Tamara, I want to ask just the most obvious question, because yeah, I know most of our listeners hear a lot about avoiding foods with sugar. Can you tell me, is that related to hormones from what you've learned?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, from everything I've seen, sugar, it can cause hormone imbalances. It may not explain your particular hormone imbalance. It may just be part of your regular, say, menstrual cycle, but it can aggravate hormonal symptoms. Mm. So yeah, stay away from sugar. And the great thing about Dirty Lazy Keto is that you're already doing that. If you're on Dirty Lazy Keto, you've already way reduced your sugar. And I think one of the evidence that shows that sugar affects your hormones is that a lot of people who start Dirty Lazy Keto will feel some weird hormonal imbalances in the beginning, only because their body's like, whoa, no sugar? And then you'll feel some funkiness in the beginning, right?
I hear you. I mean, I think people experience a whole different, you know, realm of reactions when they cut sugar. But my question for you, Tamara, is that easier said than done to just cut sugar from the diet?
Yeah, it is hard. I mean, and especially like me, when I'm hormonal, that's actually when I'm craving sugar the most. I'm wanting my chocolate, right? So it's a challenge. What I love about Dirty Lazy Keto is that it's not so snobby that we can still enjoy sweet things. You know, we can have some Splenda flavored Kool-Aid or pudding or, you know, whatever, Jell-O. And that will help with the, you know, the junk food cravings. I think that's one of the problems with the strict keto is that when you are having those hormonal cravings, there's nothing you can do about it. Whereas with Dirty Lazy Keto, you can come up with some sugar substitute. But yeah, I mean, we all know cutting out sugar isn't easy. What's helped me a lot is the chaffles. I know, I've become such a fan.
Not a chaffle.
Not chaffle, but chaffle. Again, we don't care. We're not snobby about that word.
Why is the chaffle or chaffle helpful for you?
Well, for me, it feels like a sweet dessert. Like it's almost like a cake or, you know, a pancake or waffle with syrup. It feels so indulgent, like something you shouldn't be eating. And maybe on strict keto, you couldn't. But with Dirty Lazy Keto, you can. And so when I need sugar, but I know I need to keep down the sugar because of, you know, that just aggravates the hormonal symptoms, then I turn to a chaffle. But, you know, listeners, you can find out what works for you, like what solves the craving, but also doesn't get your insulin, you know, way high.
Right. I do share some of my favorite recipes in, I know this isn't a recipe cookbook, but in Dirty Lazy Keto, Get Started Losing Weight. On page 168, if you have a copy, I have a whole section on just sugar cravings, fat, salt cravings. Because for me, it's not always the sugar. It's a lot of fried foods do it, you know?
Yeah.
That's like what I'm craving for. Yeah. So I put in some of my favorite recipes that can meet your needs during those types of cravings. Because I think they're normal.
Yeah.
It's right? Normal. And I don't think you should try to fight it. Just because you're feeling hormonal or menopausal or whatever the issue is. Yeah. If there's some kind of food that can meet that need and you can do it in a low carb way,
do it.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why fight it?
Yeah. That section of your book is super helpful, super helpful. And you might also cut out some junk food. That's another food tip.
Well, I like junk food.
I know. And Dirty Lazy Keto allows a certain amount of processed food, right? Like
I think it's fine, but yeah, I think you have to do what's going to work more for your body.
I would say if, yeah, and exactly. And that's another tip is to pay attention to your body. Like sometimes the junk food or the processed food is totally fine if it's low sugar, right? And it's on your keto diet, go for it. But if you're keeping track of your cycles, like there's, I think Clue is the app I have that's super great for tracking your symptoms and your hormonal cycles. And sometimes you'll realize if you do that, you'll see, oh yeah.
There's like a pattern, right? You'll see, oh my gosh, at certain times I crave salt, sugar, fat.
Yes. And then maybe at those times, just lower down the processed food and then lower the sugar a little bit more maybe. And then when you get past that, you go right back up to your normal diet. So tracking your hormone cycles is a great idea too.
That's actually a great tip. Yeah. Well, that was all my question number one. Can you believe that? So question number two, Tamara,
okay. Right,
I want to talk, still talking about food, but I want to move into just the topic of fat.
Yeah.
So is there a special type of fat we should have?
Yeah, I would say both.
You're not supposed to have, or talk to me a little bit more about that.
I would say both the amount of fat and the type of fat. So, and you've probably seen this just in keto in general, some people will overdo the fat or underdo the fat because they can both make you feel bad just generally. But then when you're hormones are a bit out of whack. Sometimes it's too little oil or too much oil. So you got to, again, that's something to track and keep track of. Like, are you eating enough oils? And then let's say you're not, and you're like, okay, I got to get a little bit more. Cause I tend to under eat fatty foods. Actually, that's just my 80s upbringing of fat is bad. So,
right. I think everyone suffered from that leg warmer, like hangover where they think, oh my gosh, I can't have any butter.
I still tend towards the big hair from the 80s. I can't help it. It's ingrained in me. But anyway, okay. Yeah. So if you know yourself and if you undereat fat, then bump up the fats and see if that helps. And the kinds of fat that you hear about that are best for keeping hormones regulated are essential fatty acids. And now, those are the...
What would that be like? Can you give us some examples?
So let's see. I wrote them down here. Flaxseed oil, walnuts are really good omega-3 fatty acid. Chia seeds, fatty fish like herring or salmon, those are all great things. The problem with those is that some of those aren't my favorite. And like, I've tried flaxseed oil.
You don't like herring?
No, it stinks.
Who eats that? That's disgusting. This is a problem with some of the expert advice that we read. And you and I are big fans of taking the expert advice and then making it work for you, right?
Yes. Like
giving it a dirty, lazy way.
Yes.
So what if you don't like herring and some of those like oddball
or fish?
Yeah. Then what do you do?
Well, what I've done, and this is it's not going to be a cheap solution, but there are eggs. They're called omega-3 eggs and they're at every grocery store.
They're like a white kind of carton.
Styrofoam
carton? I think I've seen that.
Well, it depends on the brand, but okay. And they're usually with the regular eggs, and then they'll say omega-3 really big on it. Mm-hmm. And what is with that is they feed the chickens chia seed and flax seed.
That's so just weird.
Isn't it weird? It's bizarre. It's like, but.
These chickens are like, oh, hell no, this doesn't taste right.
Hey, it's better than bugs. That's what they normally eat is worms.
Oh, gosh, I don't want to know anymore. La 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 la. No more. Don't tell me.
I mean,
but the struggle is real trying to get these healthier fats in your diet.
And eggs are easy. Right? Like, who doesn't eat eggs? Like, for me,
not everybody does.
So that's my solution. It's a little bit more expensive, but I use those omega-3 eggs and it bumps up the really good, healthy fat in my diet real easily.
You know, I'm teasing you, by the way. This is me teasing you.
No, it's great. Yeah. Do you eat any flaxseed or anything?
You know, I do, Tamara, and I'm glad you brought it up because I also feel like some of these can be kind of boogery and gross when you cook them, right? So I'm going to be really upfront with it. And the first
boogery is real appealing.
Boogery is the name of the recipe. So for those of you who have the first cookbook, I'm going to move to page 54. I would like to draw your attention to the fact that the recipe is called Booga. Chia cereal, booga. Okay, I just went all in and told you the truth. When you make chia cereal or like the sawdust oatmeal, it doesn't necessarily taste or look maybe in a consistency that you might be used to. It's a little bit creepy. But I know that the benefits of eating chia are good for me.
Yeah.
Same with flax. And so I do use them in my cooking and in my eating. And it does take a little bit getting used to.
Yeah.
But it tastes great. Let me just read. Well, these recipes taste really good, but they are kind of slimy and strange at first. It's like, you know, it's good for you. So you just got to suck it up.
Well, if you think about oatmeal or the traditional
hot
cereals, they're slimy and
they're
gross.
They're totally weird. See, I'm not that off base. I'm just telling the truth for once.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to sugarcoat it to people and try to tell them, you know, eating healthy is always, you know, like eating ice cream. It really bugs me when people say, well, I don't like vegetables or I don't like flax. It's like, no one does. No one. You know, we do these because we're grown-ups. And at a certain point, you realize there are benefits to your health. And you're like, okay, you know, I'm hormonal or I'm, you know, having trouble with my weight. So I'm going to eat more vegetables. I'm going to eat more flaxseed, chia seeds, things that I know are good for me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And try it because a lot of, I've noticed on the Facebook group are the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group, a lot of people saying, oh, I miss oatmeal. And then it's like, oh, boom, try this. Because
it really is good. I know I'm joking around, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
And the trick is, in my opinion, with the flaxseed and with also chia seeds, you have to either use boiling water that'll soften them immediately or refrigerate them overnight.
Yeah.
Soaked with a liquid. And make sure you add lots of sweetener too.
Yeah.
It's kind of like eating jam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same boogery consistency.
Well, you know, I learned about it from the running community. Runners love that stuff.
Yeah, it's
running.
Packed full of fiber and healthiness, and it expands. It's like this weird glue that just goes.
Yeah. So super good food. That's what it is called, a superfood for that reason.
Superfood.
Yeah. And speaking of superfood, that was one of my next tips. There are other superfoods besides chia.
Yeah, this is number 3, right?
This is our hormonal
superfoods. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Here's the one.
I'm writing
here's the ones that I found. Number one, avocados. dark leafy greens, salmon, the back to the fatty fish, pomegranates, turmeric, broccoli, and sweet potatoes. And what's great is that most of those, not all of them, but most of them are pretty darn keto friendly.
Well, I'm writing down things from your list. Okay. I think I will write down avocados for me.
Yeah.
Greens, salmon, and broccoli. Those for me are, you know, low sugar or low carbohydrate foods. The rest I'm going to have to pass on though.
Yeah.
I probably would do sweet potatoes, but here's my thing about turmeric. I don't know how to say it. And everyone says it differently, Tamara.
Yeah.
It's going to be like chaffle gate. No, it'll be like turmeric gate. How do you say it?
I say turmeric, but I'm probably saying it wrong. Don't go by me.
People drive me crazy and they're turmeric.
I know. Turmeric. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't want to embarrass myself, so I'm just not going to eat it.
Okay, I'll embarrass myself. I'm just calling it turmeric. Listeners, just correct me. I don't care.
We would like you to write in the comment section, please. Yeah. And let us know, how do we say turmeric? And if it's supposed to be really good for you. And it turns a beautiful color.
Yes, if you don't know what that is, it's a spice. I don't know what plant
it's used like an from. Indian cooking or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's super popular now because they've discovered it has all these great hormone balancing and other kinds of, you know, like cholesterol lowering. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So I know Starbucks has like a tea and a chai tea with turmeric in it. You can buy a lot of teas with it. Hot drinks.
Well, we should take our health advice from Starbucks.
That's where I get all mine.
I'm teasing. I'm pretty sure it's universally known as a great superfood. And that is terrific advice that you're giving to our listeners. Yeah.
And I'm a California girl, so avocados are my go-to. Like, honestly, breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Delicious.
Yes.
Well, Tamara, I'm going to force you to change the topic away from food because you and I both know we could talk about that all day. But I bet you probably came up with some recommendations for activity. Because you're always telling me that exercise is the cure for everything.
It is. Unfortunately, like, this is just yet another episode where we're like, exercise is life.
Damn it.
However, here's a slightly different twist that we haven't said yet. Too much exercise can throw your hormones off too. Yes. So you have to be careful not to do too little. But don't overdo it. And by overdo it, usually it's more elite athletes or...
I don't think this has ever been one of my problems.
No. Me either. I'm never like, ooh, I'm exercising.
I better slow it down.
But maybe
that trip to the refrigerator and back from the couch, it put me over the edge. Yes.
Well, if you're one of those elite athletes or like super marathoners who overdo it, overtrain... You'll know you're overdoing it because you'll stop having a period. Right. And that's, if that's happening to you, that's a really bad thing. So, and that just shows you it involves your hormones when you exercise, but too much can cause you to get too low hormones, and that can cause actually permanent damage. So be really careful with that. But for most of us, we need to up our,
well, you heard it first on the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast. Yeah. Slow down with the exercise. I'm just kidding. No. Okay. Well, moving on, Tamara, let's transition away.
Okay.
From, we did food. We did
exercise.
Can we move on to mental health?
Yes.
I'm curious, you know, what your opinion is about stress and how that might affect our hormones, or maybe that's a wife's tale. I don't know.
It's both. Our stress affects our hormones, and our hormones affect our stress levels and how we deal with. I know. So the key is work on staying, you know, keeping your anxiety down, keeping your stress down. And that will, again, it's not going to cure a hormonal problem, but it will keep the symptoms from flaring high. Like, anxiety makes things 20 times. I mean, I'll just tell a quick story. I was chair of my department, which was a super, super stressful 3 years. And during those 3 years, I had the worst hormone issues of my life. And the minute I quit, my hormones just calmed down. Everything calmed way down. And it was clear to me that stress was just aggravating everything. And how do we reduce stress? Well, I mean, we've done a bunch of episodes, right, on this. It comes up a lot.
I could still use a little more help.
I know. I would say my two favorite are say no. Say no.
Just say no.
I'm bad.
Nancy Reagan says, just say no.
Yeah, I should have said no to that chair position. And then also just breathing, being present, that would be my two. But again, go back to some of our old episodes and you can get even more advice about that.
Well, that is terrific advice. I hear that. Well, moving on, let's go to number six. What about if our listeners are just really struggling with this topic? They're continuing to suffer with hormonal issues, menopause, whatnot. Tamara, should they just Google everything and go with that?
Well, just be careful. Like I do this. Do you? I don't know.
I do this constantly. I will sit in my parking lot with my medical, you know, results in front of me, my blood results, and I will pretend to be a doctor and Google everything. And I won't leave the doctor's office because I'm like in the car reading it on the phone.
That's not helpful. Before the doctor. I mean, because you get, and it freaks you out even more.
Totally. Like, I'm dying. Look at my test results. One item is out of whack.
I know.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's very irresponsible of me not to partner with my healthcare provider.
Right. And yes. And friends, you can over rely on friends too, but because your friends experience.
Yeah, I'll call you and be like, Tamara, am I dying? And you're like, no. And then we'll feed off of each other's frenzy.
It's just,
we have to ask the doctor, right?
Yes. And this one I'm terrible at.
Me too. Let's be honest.
You know, not to get too personal, but you know, I struggled a lot, especially over those 3 years with this crazy, you know, perimenopause horror without getting into detail. And I resisted going to the doctor and I was like, he's going to prescribe a medication. I want to do this naturally. I don't want to get on these prescriptions. And I resisted. And that's totally fine. And if that's, you know, if you want to look at more natural solutions, more power to you. But I didn't even talk to him about it. And so finally, after suffering, I went in and I like, look, I'm just dying here. And he said, look, here's your options, give them a try. And he gave me a bunch of range of options. And I tried like the least amount and that didn't work. And I finally found an option that he helped me get that actually made my life 20 times better. And I remember like kicking myself going, why didn't I go in sooner? He's not the enemy. I don't have to do any, if he suggests something, I don't have to do it.
But good point. Yeah.
I would say just go in there. Cause sometimes there's hidden things like, you know, they'll do a blood test and they'll see your thyroid's off or you have some, you know, adrenal issue or there's all kinds of stuff that hit lurking that only a doctor could notice. So go in.
Not me in my parking lot with my iPhone. No. No, Stephanie, no.
Well, at least you're in the parking lot.
What you said is on the flip side, a lot of us or a lot of women, they may just suffer and think this is natural. It's part of the time I'm in. Yeah. And by not partnering with your doctor, you know, you might be avoiding discovering something that's life-threatening or very serious. It could be, you know, something way beyond menopause where it's something that threatens your life. And I had that personal experience where I was just trying to ignore stuff like, oh, it's normal. I'm getting older. Yeah. But maybe it's not. So
no.
Yeah, that's our advice is partner with your doctor.
Yeah, just to check you out. And then, you know, like I said, you can always not take the advice, but be informed.
Be informed.
Not just by the internet.
No, not the internet. And if you need more advice about how to be a bad patient, that's what we call like a mouthy, assertive patient. Listen to episode 8 from season 2.
That's a great help. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, listeners. What have you found to help keep your hormones in balance? We'd love to hear from you at Stephanie@DirtyLazyKeto.com or via Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. Before we get to our final hacks, let's take our final break.
Well, today's second ad, I'd like to share with you that it's sponsored by the Dirty Lazy Keto Premium Support Group that's on Facebook. It's a boutique weight loss support group for women only. And I developed this as a safe place for ladies only to learn about Dirty Lazy Keto without fear of bullies or keto police or spammers or even people that aren't just serious. So I run a live question and answer class once a week with the premium group and I give away giveaways and prizes. And I also give them access to a 30-day Dirty Lazy Keto boot camp. So just wanted to tell everybody about this because I talked about it a little bit last week, but without many details. But if you're interested, it is a subscription-based group. It's offered through Facebook. They do the whole thing. It's $4.99 a month. You can learn more at facebook.com/DirtyLazyKeto and select the group Dirty Lazy Keto Premium Support Group by Stephanie Laska for women only. And there's no commitment. You can pop in, join for a month, quit, It's just something else I do for women who need a little bit more one-on-one support.
Thanks, Stephanie. And I've been on it and it's worth every penny. It's great support. Okay, so we need to wrap up by sharing our personal favorite hacks. I know I've been doing all the talking, but do you have any personal hacks, Stephanie?
Sure, I'm always one to share. But something that really surprised me while losing 140 pounds, Tamara, was how much losing weight affected my thyroid and my hormone levels. I didn't expect that. So instead of waiting for a yearly physical, I needed to have my blood work checked more often to make adjustments to the medications that I was taking. So my hack for our listeners is to schedule your lab appointments online instead of walking into the lab and waiting all day. It's so easy to make an appointment online and you breeze past this huge waiting room full of people and you can kind of laugh at them.
Yes. And then you don't get then you don't get their cooties.
You don't get their cooties. And you know, it takes away one of the obstacles to going, because I hate getting blood work. So if I have an appointment, it makes me feel committed. And then I'm much more likely to see it through because I know it won't take that long.
Yeah. Great advice. Well, my hack is a little boring. And it's one that we've said like a zillion times, which is to hydrate. I mean, we talked about hydration for dealing with stress, for having good poop, for everything. And so it's the same with hormones. You know, in fact, hormones actually regulate your thirst. So if your hormones are wacky, you're going to feel extra thirsty or not thirsty enough. So the best thing to do is just drink lots of water, and stay hydrated. And that way your hormones don't have to work as hard. They can do other things. So you're just making it, again, that much easier on your system.
Well, the big message that we want our listeners to walk away with or listen away with is that there's still just so much that we don't know about women's health, but I do think the research is getting better and better. We don't want our listeners and viewers to suffer in silence. Try out some of these dirty or lazy tricks to change your food and activity, to modify, and also have an open dialogue with your healthcare provider to improve your quality of life, because you are worth it.
You are worth it. And if you think this podcast is worth it and helpful to you, why don't you give us a good review? You can do it by going on your iPhone and select the purple podcast icon, and then you use the search tool and type in Dirty Lazy Girl. Click on the thumbnail, open it, scroll down to ratings and reviews, and click on the stars. Hopefully you'll give us a 5-star review. And then if you want to leave a written comment, which we love to hear, click leave a review when you scroll down, and then you type in your review and hit okay.
And I have one I can share real quick from Apple Podcasts, which I love to share. Yeah. This one was titled, "Thank You, Yes, Ma'am." 5 stars. She says, "I so appreciate you two doing this wonderful podcast. It certainly helps me to stay motivated and to try Dirty Lazy Keto, since I can relate to everything because you are real and not judging. You obviously have overcome the same struggles I have struggled with for years. I just started." And that's from Lala Carr. Thank you, Lala.
Wow. Thank you.
See you next week.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, please tell a friend. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review us wherever you listen to podcasts.
For more information about what we talked about today, or just to get in touch, visit DirtyLazyKeto.com. See you next week.